but old pottery, you know, in the kitchen, and old cans and so forth, were used mostly until people began to be able to buy the pottery. We didn't have the pottery way back.
What are the utensils you use when you set a table? Hmm? What do you call the utensils you use when you set a table for eating?
Silverware.
Okay. They have here spoons, knives, and forks. Listen, I guess that this is just pronunciation.
Going back to the pig pen, I had given to me when I married 6 solid silver salad forks, the most beautiful things I've ever seen in my life. And they were so pretty that I just wanted to use them all the time. Mm. And they were lightweight and so forth. One day, in washing dishes, some way, one of them got in the slop. It went down to the pig pen, and they couldn't find it anyway. And later, found it in a Negro cabin down there. They had gotten it out of the pig pen, you know, and I gave them maybe some other silver or something to get it back, but it had the prints of the hog's teeth on it.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm. Oh. I haven't decided who to give that to in the family. I haven't given it away my wedding presents yet. I got them stacked up at Robert's, and I'd be glad to distribute them around, but those that have got A's on them, you know, the boys would have to have their boys, would they? It's on the china.
When you talked about washing the dishes, after you wash them, you do what to them?
Scald them.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what do you call the cloth or rag that you use washing dishes?
Well, dish towels. Is what we've always used.
For drying also, what do you have it, you call the same
thing? Cup towels, I believe they say. Cup towels or dish towels.
Cup towels, okay.
Yes.
What do you call the small square of terry cloth that you use to bathe your face?
Wash rags. Washcloth either.
After bathing, what do you dry yourself off with?
With a bath towel.
Okay. What do you turn on at the water pipe of the kitchen sink? What do you call that?
Spigot.
Spigot. Okay. Okay. It was so, I read this to you and you fill in. It was so cold last night that our water pipes
froze and burst.
Right.
You do that happen to Sarah since she's been in Florida?
No.
Yes, her apartment was flooded. Right now, her hot water tank burst. Mm-hmm. Yes.
People used to buy flour in a what?
I believe in flour sacks. By the way, and then later those flour sacks were used to make children's clothes out of. I've had, when I was a child, the little body that the drawers were fastened to, and sometimes the drawers too were made flour sack with such a nice, thin material, you know, to use next to your skin.
Mm-hmm. Very soft.
Mm-hmm.
What did molasses come in when you used to buy it in fairly large quantities?
I wonder if jugs.
What about lard?
Well, I think lard has always been in cans. I don't remember lard being in anything but cans, mm-hmm. but in molasses and jugs.
What do you use to enable you to pour water into a narrow-mouthed bottle? What do you call it?
Funnel.
Okay.
Funnel.
What do you use to urge your horses to go faster when you're riding in a buggy?
Say get up.
you didn't use anything.
Just speaking to a horse, or the way you hold the reins, more to do with it than I've never used a whip, and I've never seen anybody use one.
I'm glad. Well, if you bought fruit at the store, the grocer might put it in a what? Or anything you buy at the store, you might put them in a what?
Paper sack?
Yes. How was a fairly large quantity of sugar packed? Maybe say 50 pounds of sugar.
Well, you know, we used to keep sugar in wooden containers way back. Everybody had this sugar bucket with a lid. I don't know why, but anyway, that was the way sugar was kept then. But I don't know what sugar may come in paper sacks now.